Welcome to The Practical Intuitive. We're each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we are in Seattle, Washington. And this actually Christmas Day. We are pre-recording the show today, so you cannot call in with questions, comments, or requests for a quick reading, but you can always email me at my website at robinfritz.com, robynfritz.com. I love people to call in or to email me with questions and comments. I do take readings during the show. And you're welcome to do that every single week, or to, if you're shy, just go ahead and email me. So today, December 25th, we're talking about a couple of things. Family gatherings, peace, love, and let be, you know. So we can have it both ways. We can have peaceful holiday family gatherings and time to reinvigorate ourselves. We'll talk a little bit about that, and we're also going to bring in our radio sponsor, crystal expert Kim Valines from Earthlight Rocks and Gems in Kirkland, Washington. She has an Etsy store. You go to her website, earthlightgems.com, and you can find out all kinds of great crystals that you can buy, and we're going to be talking about crystals that might support us in the new year. But first, let's just get into general information here about what's happening here on the show. So each week, I work to help you understand that we are all naturally intuitives and healers. We just need to learn to tap our abilities. We need to learn to take them seriously and to incorporate them as part of our daily lives. And I've had recently a conversation with someone who's like, oh, it's all woo-woo-y. We all kind of used those words way back when we were realizing that there was more to the world than the black and white descriptions that we're used to living with. And learning to use our intuition and our healing abilities helps us tap in to that greater world that we're a part of and that we remember this time of year. It's solstice, it's Christmas, it's a holiday, and all many different kinds of traditions. And that's how we celebrate it. So today I'm going to add a couple of other things. I'm going to share some really cool things, a recording of my grandmother singing the Ave Maria, a number of things. It's going to be a fun show where we simply get down and celebrate this really sacred time of the year. It's past solstice now, but on December 25th, that, you know, the days are going to start getting longer. Spring is going to start arriving. We're going to feel the earth renew itself, and it's our opportunity now to spend this time reflecting on who we are, where we're going, why we're going there, what we want to be doing in the world. So let's get into that too. So again, my name is Robin Fritz. I'm an intuitive and spiritual consultant and a certified past life regression specialist. I offer personal and business intuition, mediumship, animal communication, space clearing, and past life and between life regression, a process I call soul progression clearing that helps clear out blockages and fill you up with healthy new energy and spiritual journeys, spiritual awakening, energy healing. So with that, let's start the show with a guided meditation with the Crystal Fallon. He's a healer and a truth bringer and a citrine Lemurian quartz. So with this hour, you'll feel that energy, experience however your intuition works most strongly. So you may feel his energy. You may see pictures. You may hear him chat with you. He's a great sense of humor. Or you may be one of those like me who's strongly knowing, and you'll just have to believe that you're experiencing that energy. So if you take your attention to the top of your head, we're connecting mind, body, and spirit. We're tightly together here, clearing out blockages, getting you relaxed and ready for this hour with us today, this sacred time for you. So as you breathe down from the top of your head, breathe down your face, your shoulders, your chest, your hips, your knees, and your feet. The top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And just take a deep breath and just release all the cares of the day, anything that's holding you up. And now, as you're sitting there relaxed, imagine Fallon, this citrine Lemurian quartz, is currently in the shape of a crystal ball. Kind of a clear quartz, but a little bit of yellow there, with this, which is the citrine. Imagine that rotating at your feet. And as it rotates, it's just flooding your body with healthy, positive energy. Moving up from your feet, past your knees, your hips, your chest, your shoulders, your face, and the top of your head. Crown chakra is wide open during this time with us, and we'll close it down at the end of the show. So, as we get into the show today, it's a holiday, and I have some special things for you. And one is my grandma Bertha recorded the Ave Maria. She was barely 5 feet tall, but could fill a church with her voice. And the only recording we have of her operatic career is Schubert's Ave Maria, one of my favorite songs. It's on my website. You can download it for free. But we're playing it here for you as a holiday gift. So please enjoy.
Thank you.
Wow. My grandma Bertha was one of the most amazing people I ever knew. This song was recorded in the 1960s, scratchy vinyl, and my cousins transferred it to tape, which just shows that technology can hold up over a period of time. But this is a year, a lot of things have happened for women this year and are continuing to happen. It seems like society's shaking itself up a little bit. So just as we're going to break here, I just want you to know that there were always women who championed other women. My grandmother championed me as an independent, creative person well before it was fashionable. And 6 months after she died, she came back to kick my butt and to make sure I kept doing what I needed to do for myself and for my job in the world. So all of you who have role models in your life, that was for you. So we'll go to break and we'll be back with Kim Vallines of Earthlight Rocks and Gems.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for. That new understanding that will enhance your life and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Shopping for yourself or loved ones? Check out the best rock shop around, Earthlight Rocks and Gems in Kirkland, Washington. Whether you're looking for metaphysical support or just love nature's art, Earthlight has it all. Raw rocks, crystals, tumbled stones of all kinds, carvings, cabs, fossils, tumblers, rare minerals in all price ranges and books. They also have jewelry, including custom pieces and beads to make your own. Open 7 days a week, the Earthlight store has been around since 1988 and is run by Kim and Todd Vallines. Find them online at earthlightgems.com. At Etsy at earthlightgems.etsy.com or on Facebook at Earthlight Rocks and Gems. Have a question? Email Kim at the store, earthlightgems.com. And just for Om Times listeners, receive 10% off orders over $50 at their Etsy account with coupon code earthlightgems. That's earthlightgems.etsy.com or the store at earthlightgems.com.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. It's pre-recorded here, December 25th, 2018, Christmas for those in the Christian tradition, but the holiday tradition in general for all of us, the end of the year. I know My birthday's on January 1st, and I have a Japanese friend in Japan. They celebrate January 1st as a great day of the year. So whatever holiday you're celebrating, whatever gatherings you're enjoying this year, remember to take care of yourself first, to give yourself a boost into the new year. And with that, I have a special treat for everyone today. I'm welcoming Kim Valines, my sponsor and really one of the most astute crystal experts I know, Kim Valines of Earthlight Rocks and Gems. Kim, welcome. Let's talk crystals.
Yeah, Robin, thank you. It's wonderful to be back on the show.
It is wonderful. We were talking about crystals to support us in the new year, and I lost my train of thought because I got so weepy listening to my grandmother sing.
Well, the ones we talked about that we're going to discuss today is citrine.
Awesome.
For prosperity and for trying to get back on track with what you're meant to do in your life and focusing on the challenges and the type of work you want to do, that kind of thing. So we'll talk about citrine and then clear quartz as far as enhancing any of the stones and also just for energy in this time.
Right.
You know, and it gets you some energy, you know, punch it up if you're needing every little leg and you need a little boost. So,
right.
And then selenite for cleansing and charging and just kind of all about that. And we were also going to discuss the difference between tumbled versus just raw crystals.
Right.
We haven't really discussed that as much.
And why you don't carry some raw pieces around in your pocket. Because they break up and make a mess.
Well, and
so
they also,
awesome.
If they have sharp points, can make a hole in your pocket.
Yes, I have experienced that as well. So let's start with citrine. Fallon, the citrine Lemurian quartz, my crystal partner, is...
Yep.
Well, Lemurian quartz is one form of quartz, but that citrine that's on there, he's very, very light, pale gold, but he's not always gold, depending on who we're with. Fallon changes colors and size, which annoys me no end. But let's talk about citrine, because a lot of people are interested in that. And I tell you, there's a lot going on in the world right now, as you well know. What with changes, not just in the political environment, but, you know, people are worried about health care. They're worried about how they're going to pay their bills. They're worried about how they feel going into the new year. What is going to give them a boost in self-confidence and just moving forward? So tell us.
Yeah, so citrine, well, a couple things to tell you about citrine. So there's yellow natural citrine, meaning it's heated by Mother Nature. So typically the yellow color of citrine comes from iron that's included in the quartz that's giving it this more yellow color. And ultraviolet light also will also make it more yellow. It's basically in the quartz family, just like a clear quartz or amethyst. But if you take amethyst and you heat it up, it makes more of an orange. It turns to citrine just like it would in nature, but it becomes more of an orange citrine. So there's two types of citrine. There's regular natural citrine, which is more yellow color. Almost like a smoky yellow, and then there's orange citrine, which is amethyst that's been heated. So both of the citrines, both have properties of citrine, but one is going to fall on your second chakra, and one is going to fall on your third. So one is going to be more for, you know, the properties towards the stones with the orange chakras, stimulating that, and then the other one is the yellow. So it's a little different depending on which type you get. The yellow is actually harder to find because most of the citrine you see coming out of Brazil is heated. So it's normally that darker orange. That's what everybody associates with citrine. They see that bright orange and they're like, oh my gosh, that's citrine. And it is citrine, but it's not the natural citrine. The natural citrine is a lighter color, not as bright.
Yeah, and that's interesting because I remember what Fallon was like before they turned him into a crystal ball back around. I don't know. What year is this? 2017?
Right.
Around 2000, maybe. But before that, and I remember him from lifetimes ago, before that he was this gigantic piece of double pointed on one end and triple pointed on the other, natural citrine Lemurian.
Right.
So he must be even rarer then. I mean, we already know he's rare because he has that attitude, but but
well,
there is that.
Lemurian
so
is different for them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very different.
You don't always see it in the Lemurians. Yep.
No, I know it's rare. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I was just going to say, so to talk about the differences as far as the metaphysical, in the yellow tones of the citrine, it increases your self-awareness, your psychic awareness, and helps orient your body receptors. So it works well with the third chakra, controls your mental emotional stimulus, increasing more energy, and helps focus to those your energy so it's more focused in doing what you need to do. So it helps your inspiration in life and helps facilitate the positive vibration through your solar plexus.
Well, and it sounds mm-hmm. right. Sounds like it's going to be a great crystal for next year. I work as an intuitive and spiritual consultant, and I really don't always like to predict the future, so to speak. Unfortunately, I do see it sometimes, and I'm not always happy with what I see, but I would not be all by myself in saying, look, next year is going to be extremely rocky year for everyone, but particularly for us here in the United States. There are some things coming next year, I hope they do not occur, but are literally going to rock the foundations of our country. So if you're talking about awareness and mental and emotional and being more focused, citrine seems to me to be something everybody should grab right now to hang on for the wild and horrible things that are going to happen here next year, which is depressing me on a Christmas broadcast, but just in terms of the things that are happening in the world and getting a handle on that and keeping our equilibrium and mind, body, and spirit just really connected and getting through, you know, life's turmoils in general, right?
It's true. It helps support your expression of your life force energy. So it helps strengthen your life force. It helps support your creative life force so that you are helping improve your financial affairs because you are focused on your own life energy and what you need to be doing with your expression. Yeah.
Now, and that's going to be really important next year, people. Just believe me on that and just say, Robin, I hope you're wrong about the horrible things you're seeing, but everybody's, we're still moving forward, right? We still have our lives to live next year. We still have our families to take care of. And we still, you know, get to have a lot of fun in our lives. So this will support that. But, you know, one question that comes up when I talk with people about crystals is size. Does size matter?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. And I know it seems like, how can that be? But it's really the energy of the stones with your
exactly.
energy. So
exactly.
You could have a smaller stone that is going to vibrate perfectly, and it's going to have a really high vibration for you because it's your energy with that stone, is your connection. Or you could have a bigger one, but there's not a rhyme or reason that way. So you kind of have to go with your gut on what feels good to you. Of course, as a shop owner, I want to say, yes, pick the most expensive one. But that's not the case. That's not reality. So you got to.
Well, and that's not like who you are either. You're not going to do that. No, that's not you. That's not the Kim I know. But
that's right. That's why we've been in business so long. We don't go that way. You know, you tell the truth, and it's not the size. It is piece for piece. What you're connected to and what feels good. And that's what you have to go with, is your own gut, because even if you don't realize you know it, you do.
Well, and that's really good. So, you know, here's another question for you, because our audience is international and somebody wanted a citrine from you. How would you help them pick that. I mean, they can go to your Etsy site and pick, and they can see pictures. But how do you assist people who are, you know, calling in or looking online?
Well, we've had a couple ways. I mean, of course, you can call in, and I can pick it that way. But we're handpicking each piece that we pull to begin with, and typically, at least most people that I know, when they're drawn to a piece, even visually, it's like instinctively you know. It's like you have that long-distance connection. And most people are pretty tapped into that. You can see a photo, yeah, or you can feel it, and you know that's the one. And if it's a group of items, I'm going to be tapped into doing the same thing for you if you can't.
Awesome. Okay, hang on. We'll be right back after the break.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Today we decide to walk to school. The light counted. 15, 14,
31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted. I realized he forgot his homework. I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We're in Seattle, Washington. This is our December 25th, 2017 broadcast, Christmas Day. And we're joined with Kim Valines from Earthlight Rocks and Gems. So we've been talking about citrine, and we've been talking about how to choose crystals, and we're going to talk about a few more here. But, you know, one thing that we were just chatting about, Kim, right before the break was, you know, how you can pick your crystal, or how you know your crystal is yours. And this is a pretty savvy audience, you know. We're and my work is to help people tap their natural, intuitive, and healing abilities. So just as a quick aside here, as people know, the main areas of your intuition are seeing, feeling, hearing, and knowing. So I am mostly, I combine all four of those, but I hear things. I have conversations with things all the time. So Fallon, the Citrine Lemurian Quartz, and I were chatting right away as soon as we met each other. And I knew that he was my partner in my work. But what's interesting to me, Kim, is that people will sit down with us in a session, and I know how their intuition works by, you know, getting them grounded and balanced and working with the columbite and then Fallon. And I'll see people's, like, hands shake, or their whole body will shake while they have their hands on him. And I never, ever experienced Fallon's energy like that, the feeling, until the night my soulmate dog died in 2012. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is what people are experiencing when they experience Fallon. So when people are buying crystals from you, whether they're in the shop or whether they're online or, you know, chatting with you on the phone, they must be giving you their impressions of how they're experiencing that crystal. Either they're hearing them chat, or they're feeling them, or they're seeing it, or they simply know that that's their crystal partner.
Yeah, and I've heard every kind of, everybody's so different.
Right.
Some people have visual, like visions. Some people, they'll feel a crystal if they're holding it, it gets warm sensation, and that's when they know that's theirs. Some people are just drawn to that one. They just keep picking
right.
the same one up. I mean, so everybody is so different. It's just what makes us different in general. You can't, mm-hmm. That's why it's hard to just, you can't just specify, oh, this is what it's going to be, because everybody feels everything different in life. So,
right. And as we're talking about,
what feels good. Yeah.
And right. And we're talking about, you know, crystals and specific properties of those crystals and how they can work for you. But people should also be aware that they can work differently than as described. Years ago, I was in Asheville, North Carolina, and I was at a crystal shop with a friend, and I knew I needed a piece of carnelian, which is essentially considered a root chakra stone, for a healing I knew I was going to do when I got back to Seattle. But this piece of carnelian that just literally drew my eye to it, most people who are working with me will end up picking it up and putting it right on their hearts. It's a heart chakra stone for them. It's just so it's really interesting. You can look for something like citrine or quartz or any of the crystals we talked about before coming up, but each one will react to you as the two of you connect with each other. So it could be something completely different than what you're thinking.
It's totally true. Well, and each one of the, you know, you read different books on the different properties,
right.
Each person's perspective. And so it's a more generalized.
Right.
Granted, most of the time ties into the vibration of the color or the vibration mm-hmm. of that element that makes up that stone, and which ties into our vibrations of our chakras, which vibrate at different frequencies depending on the color. So it kind of ties in that way, but not always. It's not always, it doesn't always follow over the rules, because Mother Nature, she breaks those rules all the time.
That's right. That's what makes life interesting. So talk to us
exactly.
About clear quartz.
So clear quartz is kind of like an everything stone. I don't even know how to describe that. It's something that anybody and everybody could have. You can use it. You can program it to have properties of other stones, basically. Like, you could program rose quartz into clear quartz or other things into that. If you are familiar with how to do that, you can meditate with it. You can use it as an energy stone to energize yourself, to energize other stones, to emphasize that. You can use it for healing. Literally, write-ups for clear quartz are pages long, because it's
right.
One of those stones that can be used for endless, endless things.
And it powers all of our technology.
Well, yeah. Well, and it's one of the most common stones in the world, on the earth, on the planet, that make up the planet.
That's right.
Silicon dioxide. I mean, that's, even if it's not in crystal form. So, and we were going to talk about this, the word crystal, most of the time people think of a clear quartz crystal, right? Somebody comes
right.
into my shop and they say, I'm looking for a crystal.
Typically, oh, really?
That's what they're thinking of. That's in their head.
They're thinking of quartz.
Crystal, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking of a clear quartz specifically, normally. But the word crystal, technically in the rock world, is really what that means is the shape, the structure of that stone.
The word crystal. The interior structure.
Like it has form. So
right.
Like a fluorite crystallizes in an octahedron. A garnet
right.
crystallizes in a dodecahedron. Quartz has its own crystal shape. And we're like rose quartz typically crystallizes in a massive formation like agates and jaspers. But there's no structure, so they wouldn't say that was in crystal form. That was in a massive formation. So it's kind of funny how that goes. And then if you have something polished or tumbled, or, you know, there's different ways to
uh-huh.
word that. All that means is it's been smoothed and polished. The outer part is changed. And people always ask me, well, is that going to change the energy of the stone? Is it better raw? Is it better tumbled? What's the difference? I think of it this way. If it's polished on the outside, it's easier to handle. It's better for a pocket stone for sure.
Definitely.
And it's changed in look, but the elements are still there. Are we the same if we're dressed up or put makeup on or do our hair? Are we the same people? We may feel better about ourselves or look better on the outside, but we're the same person inside. So the
right.
stones are the same metaphysically. They're the same elements that make up the stone. The outside has just been changed.
Exactly.
So,
and when people ask me that, I say, well, like, what are you going to use it for? For example, I have kyanite in the house, and I have this huge chunk of kyanite, and it's raw, and it sits in a bowl, and it does its thing with all the other pieces in the house, including Fallon. But you can't take that thing anywhere because it's sharp and pointy, and it breaks off. But a piece of tumbled kyanite you can stick in your pocket if you think you're going to have a tough day, or you just want to remember that you're connected to, you know, the entire planet, and the crystals are reminding you of that. And outside of it jumping out of your pocket and going to visit somebody else, you're at least not going to break it in your pocket.
That's true. Oh, and another thing on kyanite, though, when me and my husband were dating, I would take two blue kyanites tumbled because I wanted them in my pocket also. And
right.
I would give one to him and one to me, and we would have this connection
Ooh.
Through the kyanite, even though we were apart. So kyanite can connect two people over great distances so you don't feel as alone.
Oh, but you'd only do that if you were really getting serious about somebody, though, right?
Right. Yes. Because you don't want to connect yourself to somebody you don't want to be connected to.
Right.
Yeah.
I hear these really strange stories about the dating world out there, you know, and I'm like, oh, my God, thank God I'm not doing that. So if people were coming into the store and asking you for quartz, there's so many different forms. There's so many, and we'll get into that in future shows, but because there's just so many different forms of quartz, like, what are they called? The twins and the quartz with the water inside.
Different structures.
Yeah.
There's different inclusions in the quartz, or the different colors of quartz, the different crystal structures of quartz. There's whole books dedicated just to clear quartz, let alone all the different varieties of quartz.
I know, it's just like mind-blowing. So people came in and said, I want quartz. What would you do?
Well, first I would say what type of quartz you're looking for, or what do you want to do with it?
Right.
You know, if you're, and because that's too general of a question. That's like when somebody comes in and says, I'm looking for a crystal.
Yeah, I know.
Laugh,
like, I'm looking for quartz.
Quartz is
well,
a
I come
more...
in. I come in with specific things. Kim, I want black amethyst. Have you ever heard of it? Yes, Robin. When are you coming in?
We have it, yeah. But that happens, though. People come in, and if they don't have specific information or they don't know how to portray that, then you have to ask more questions to get down to the meat of what they actually want to use it for or how specific they need to be. Maybe they don't know. Maybe they need to look at all the quartz.
Exactly.
We can kind of go from there.
And this is why people listening today, this is why I want you to really think seriously about who you're buying your crystals from. Because a lot of times people tell me, oh, I just want the cheapest thing, and they're going to buy some poor, sad, beat up little thing from China. Instead, you want to call Kim and Todd, and they know their crystals, and they're healthy. The crystals are healthy. That live with you.
Oh, yeah.
And you're not going to take in any crystals that aren't healthy. And I know this because I kind of end up running a crystal nursery here sometimes because people will bring me things and go like, I don't know what to do with this, or, you know, and they hang out in the house with me and Fallon and Fallon's crystals. And I have to be careful to tell him, hey, you know, this is not yours. This is not a family member. It's going back some. But you talk very knowledgeably about crystals. You know what you're talking about. You basically grew up learning crystals. And you know what can help people and point them in the right direction. And your prices are good, too. So this is what people need to understand. These are living beings. They are ready to partner with you to boost mind, body, and spirit. And, you know, you're looking at this year coming up here, and you're going to want some help. You're going to want something in your pocket, something on your desk, something at home. Kim is where you go to find out about that. So we're going to probably run into the break here, but let's start talking about selenite. Oops, that's
selenite
a break.
Is great
hang
for
on.
Cleansing, but we'll talk about it soon.
Yeah, hang on. We'll talk after the break.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food, because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We're in Seattle, Washington. This is our December 25th Christmas broadcast 2017, and we're joined by my sponsor and crystal expert, Kim Valines of Earthlight Rocks and Gems. So we're winding down the hour here, Kim, but talk to us about selenite.
So selenite is good for many things, but one of the main things that I like to use it for is for cleansing. And what I mean as far as cleansing is for cleansing your other stones. Granted, there's numerous ways to cleanse, but selenite is a pretty fast and easy way to cleanse, and you don't have to worry about, is this stone, can I put it in water, can I put it in salt, or can I do this or that, because all you do is you put your stones on the selenite, leave it overnight, and they're good to go the next day. And selenite is self-cleansing, so you don't have to re-cleanse it. It cleanses itself, it's good to go. The only thing that I would say on the selenite to be cautious of is it is water soluble, so don't put it outside and don't use it as your coaster.
Good idea, right? But you have in this. But I remember being in the shop and you show me something I'd never seen before, the selenite plates and then those selenite slabs, which I'm still salivating over. I'm going to get one of these days. So tell us about those.
So we have a selenite in tons of forms. I have towers and tumbled and little ones and bigger ones. But we have some really cool plates that are raw. And we have something new last year and, of course, even more this year, is I have polished plates that are round. I have little ones and I have big ones. So they're aesthetically, you know, more pleasing to the household. You can just have it out and it just looks like this nice, beautiful, polished, white, kind of a white, clear platform for your stones. Nobody would even know you're doing cleansing. It's just going to sit there and look beautiful as
right.
a piece. So you can add it to your household and, yeah, nobody's the wiser.
Well, and a good point about that is that I still have people that come up to me and they find out what I do and they go, oh, yeah, you're like, you're one of those weird people that you're into crystals and things like that. And then they see the aquamarine hanging around my neck and they go, oh, yeah, I'm right about you, aren't I? And I said, like, okay, you've got a diamond in your wedding ring there, honey.
That's right.
There you go, right there. But, I wanted to say that.
Don't realize they're into stones. Yeah.
Well, exactly. But about the selenite plates and what you have there, you know, in terms even the smaller plates, I have given gifts to friends in the past, years past, who have public jobs. You know, they have desks or where people walk by, or they have offices where people come in and, you know, they need to be team building. They need to be, you know, they're the boss. So they're the one that sues over the disagreements and deals with tough issues. So if you got a selenite plate on your desk and you could put something on it, some crystals or whatever, or just have it there. It's beautiful. So it looks like a decoration. But what it's doing is
more discreet.
And it's adding to the energies of the place. So what happens is people will come back to me and say, oh, my gosh, those crystals in that, and I put them in some salt mixture that I make, those crystals, you know, I've got them, everybody admires them, and now everybody's gathering in my office for tea, and my team is a team now. And so this is real, people. This really helps. It really works. And something like that on your desk at work is going to remind you that you are working on mind-body-spirit connection and that this is your partner helping you to make those connections for yourself first and then for everybody else who you come in contact with during the day. So that's important, and that's something people need to think about. Beauty. Subversive beauty, if you will, something that's going to really help out, you know, but not be so obvious that people are going to think, okay, their guard is going to be up and they're not going to allow those energies to help them.
Let it flow. That's right. Well, so right. In addition to the cleansing, this is a mineral that also helps you keep in touch with current events on the planet, and it helps align. Proper, I know, but we still have to, even though we may not want to know all the stuff that's going on, we need to be aware, we need to be informed. It helps assist futuristic predictions accurately and stimulate
exactly.
To stay in the present time, in the now, in the here,
and that's
in the
important.
Now. Yep.
Too many of us are walking around with our head in the clouds and not paying attention.
That's true. Yeah,
literally.
We're all in our own mind, and nobody's really seeing what's going on around them. Or if they're seeing it, they're only seeing it from their viewpoint and not a more worldwide viewpoint. Does that make sense?
Exactly. Yeah. So we were going to talk about. We were going to talk about. What are we going to talk about else? The tumbled and. Did we do that?
Crystals, we did that, and we did the clear quartz and the citrine, and we did the selenite and the cleansing. So we've actually done all of it.
We've combined a lot. So now somebody's going off into the new year. We're getting ready for 2018 to, you know, hopefully calmly walk into. It is, after all, winter time, and it's, you know, that season of interior growth, you know, getting ready for spring to pop up in our personal bodies as well as on the planet. So we're talking citrine, we're talking clear quartz, we're talking selenite. So tell people, you know, you've got one or two or three, but you carry all of those around with you. You know, what are you going to do? How are you going to carry them around? How is that going to play out in your daily life?
So you could do a couple things. We have jewelry, so you could have one as a piece of jewelry. You could one as a pocket stone. You could have a pouch. We carry pouches, too, that you could put them in. And, of course, you could have them in the rooms that you're going to be in working during the day or at home. The rooms, the places that you're at more frequently. Citrine is great for work or a place that you're going to actually be working with money or finances or jobs. That is, since it's a prosperity stone for the new year, that is great for a workplace or work environment.
Awesome, yeah.
It's not going to be a bedroom stone. It's going to, unless you're doing stuff in the bedroom, but most people's work office is not in the bedroom, so that's not going to be the place. So selenite, you can have in any room. It's going to be a cleansing stone. You can cleanse your stones with it. You can have that in any room. The clear quartz is an energizer. Again, not going to be in the bedroom. You're not going to want to energize yourself up instead of sleeping. Unless you're programming it to enhance a sleeping stone, then I wouldn't put the clear quartz in the bedroom. That would be good in an office and a place you want to have more energy, workout room, any of those types of things. That would be great for any of the other rooms in the house, but not the bedroom.
Great.
Yeah.
Cool. We are out of time for today, but Kim, let people know how they can find you and what you're offering to Om Times listeners.
Yeah, well, first off, I want to wish everybody a wonderful holiday, and I hope you have a wonderful new year and that we get to talk soon. If you want to check out my store, I'm at 46 Lakeshore Plaza in Kirkland. I have a physical store. We're open 7 days a week. We also have a main website, which is earthlightgems.com, and I have a link on that website. The far right is my Facebook link, and the far left is my Etsy link. But if you want to go there directly, it's earthlightgems.etsy.com. So you can go on, and we have a coupon. Robin, what's the coupon for the Om listeners?
10% off orders $50 and above at the Etsy site.
There you go. So you just have to use the coupon code. What did I do the code on that? I got to look at my code.
I think we did Om Times.
You know what we have in it? Oh.
Om Times.
Om Times. Did we do Om Times? I'm going to look at my marketing. I'm going to go on.
All right. Kim is going to make sure she has Om Times up there. But to be sure, when you place your order at the Etsy site, just tell, hey, Kim, I heard you on Robin's show. Give me my 10% off $50.
It's not Om Times. It's Earthlight Gems.
Okay, so
Earthlight Gems.
It's the show, Om Times.
Yep. We could do another one for Om Times, but I have it as Earthlight Gems, and you get 10% off when you spend $50 on our Etsy site.
Awesome. Great. Thanks for joining us today, Kim. Take care, and we will talk again soon.
Sounds wonderful. I hope everybody has a great New Year's. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. So as we wrap up the day today, I'd like to wish everybody a good holiday season, whatever holiday you celebrate. Christmas, the holiday time, it's family gatherings, peace, love, and let be, as I said at the top of the show. But we can have it both ways. We can have peaceful holiday family gatherings. We can have fun gatherings. We can have time, too, to reinvigorate ourselves. So don't forget to take time for yourself. By choosing to love yourself first and everyone else after that, that's how you grow your soul here. We were talking about this at a gathering last night. People said, we're supposed to love everybody else, not ourselves. No, you're supposed to love yourself first. Being selfish, if you want to call it that, helps us be our best selves because we are here to grow our souls and then to grow out from that and create community. And this is a time where you can create a peaceful, fun, and inspiring holiday for yourself that helps you move forward on the work that you came here to do and the busy activities of your daily life. So, hands on the heart, breathe that energy into the palms of your hands, breathe into your palms, raise your hands out, let that energy go out, put your palms back on your heart, breathe into those palms, peace, love, prosperity in the new year, calmness in the difficult and developing times that are coming. Remember, we are all community together. Blow into the palms of your hands. Put your palms back on your heart. Peace, prosperity in the new year. Thank you for joining us. We will see you in 2018. Take care.